you are no longer locked into the constant struggle to keep getting more and more new customers or clients. Now you can begin concentrating on keeping your existing customers and clients longer and selling to them more often. You can actually leverage your earnings and profits several times without ever increasing your customer or client base. Also, with this new understanding, you realize that you can afford to spend more than you thought to gain new customers and clients. You can make much stronger, more attractive offers in order to win the customers and clients today who will contribute to your fortune tomorrow. As long as your cash flow can support it, you can invest more in the beginning to take larger profits later on down the line. The proper understanding of lifetime value shifts your perspective significantly. Most businesses are caught in a constant scramble to continually get more and more one-shot sales. By realizing that customers and clients actually represent much more than a single sale, you gain two distinct advantages over your competition. First, you can increase your profits significantly by making more and more repeat sales. Secondly, you can dramatically improve your customer and client acquisition rate by offering new prospects much more than your competitors offer. Your competitors won't understand this. Without the long-term perspective of lifetime value, your competitors will assume you're just trying to lowball them to make a sale. They may even relax their own marketing efforts, confident that you're in the process of running yourself out of the business. The truth is, they'll never know what hit them. One last thing on this point. The example I gave you demonstrated clearly how you can still make a profit even when you lose on the front end of the sale. Now, I'm not recommending that you adopt a business philosophy of losing on the front end of your sale. It's merely an example that shows you how much profit can still be made. But if you use the techniques that you'll learn in this course, you won't ever have to worry about losing on your front end sale. You'll make soaring profits. Fundamental number four, how to leverage your assets for maximum efficiency and profit. Leverage is a very broad topic, and I can't possibly cover it all here, but I'll give you a solid introduction. In financial terms, leverage means to multiply the productivity of a resource. Here's an example. If I can show your salespeople how to get customers and clients to increase their average purchase amount by 20% with no additional cost or effort, I've just leveraged your sales staff. I've increased their productivity and your profits by 20%. Let's take another example. If we change your copy and the new ad outpulls the old by 5%, that's 5% more profit in your pocket for exactly the same cost and effort. You'd be surprised, even shocked, by which of your resources you can leverage significantly. These include ads, headlines, prices, publicity, in-store sales, field sales, average purchase amount, repeat sales, referrals, new customer and client leads, lead conversion, and on and on. One final point, leverage can have a profound effect on your business. If you increase the response to your ads and boost your average sales amount and increase the number of times each customer buys from you annually, the leveraged effect is exponential. It can quite easily double or triple your profit. The object of any sound marketing policy is to get as many elements working in concert to produce as many increases in sales and profits as possible. The overall effect of all these increases is far greater than the sum of the parts. So every marketing dollar actually carries more than its own weight and virtually does the work of $2, $3, $5, or $10. Fundamental five, the vital importance of headlines. All ads, sales letters, brochures, news releases, and commercials need a headline, period. This isn't for reasons of style or preference. Test after test has proven that a promotional piece with a headline, any headline, will outpull a promotional piece without a headline. And if you can craft a headline centered on the major benefit you bring to your customers, the difference in response can be astounding. More than once, I've seen just the change of a headline sold three times as much as an ad with a weaker headline. The copy and the graphics were exactly the same. The offer was exactly the same. And the ad or sales letter reached precisely the same audience. The only change was a different headline. Improvements of that magnitude are just too good to pass up. Fundamental six, reverse the risk and watch your sales soar. Have you ever noticed how most businesses put the risk of doing business on you, the customer? Here's a perfect example. The other day I was in a gift shop. On a wall behind the counter, the owner had posted their return policy. It said, absolutely no refunds after 7 days. What a foolish way to kill customer goodwill. Why state things so negatively and risk chasing off even one customer? The exact same policy could have been stated positively and contributed its small part to building strong customer relations. What if it said, we will cheerfully refund your full purchase price within 7 days? Do you see the difference? The first statement seems to limit the customer and put the burden of responsibility in the customer's court. The second statement implies that you'll take the risk and bend over backwards to help the customer out. Now, the above example is minor and probably won't kill a lot of sales, but why state things so negatively when the same statement can be made positively? Businesses constantly amaze me with their anti-customer policies. Look, if you have a solid product or service, if you know it will perform the way you say it will, why not go all out to let your customers know about it? Here's some examples. Our prices are the lowest in town, or we'll refund double the difference. If we don't have your size in stock, we'll special order and have it here within 2 days. Marketing that gets results are at cost you nothing. You see how powerful these statements are? You see how they put the risk on the business, not on the customer? If you can perform, you should do everything you can to proclaim it. Even if you get a few more returns or refund requests, they'll be inconsequential compared to all the new business you'll generate. Fundamental number seven, to maximize your profits, you must have a back end. Back end offers, regardless of what business you're in, are what makes the difference between marginal profits and truly staggering profits. Working your back end is a snap. You simply make regularly scheduled offers to your customer or client base. Look, if you've come anywhere close to delivering what you promised to, you've established a tremendous amount of trust and goodwill among your customers or clients. All it takes to harvest the rewards of this goodwill is an offer from you. There are far more examples of ways to do this than I have room to go into here. For now, I want you to understand how working your back end can turn marginal advertising efforts into lucrative profit centers. Let's say you spend $2,500 to run an ad that gets you 50 new customers, and each one of them is worth $50 in profit. You've just broken even. But if you can call them or send them another offer 30 days later, and sell 20% of them at $75 profit, your net profit is now $750. Better yet, if you can lock them into an annual contract with 4, 6, or 12 purchases a year, you've built an ongoing profit center. Now, obviously, you prefer to have ads that generate profits on their own plus a successful back end. But even ads that break even or sustain a loss can be profitable when you're filling your pipeline with customers or clients who become profitable a little later in the cycle. This is what makes Book and Record Club offers work so well. They use a $1 or 1 cent offer to hook you in, then make all their profits on the back end. Always remember, attracting new leads and converting them to customers or clients is the most expensive process for any business. Selling your existing and previous customers or clients again and again is easier and far more lucrative. Don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting for a second that you stop trying to get as many new customers or clients as you can. Just that you start giving proper attention to the immense value of your back-end potential and begin to work it like the vein of gold it actually is. It's a shame that most businesses never even attempt to resell their customers. not even once. They don't realize what a costly, unfortunate error this is. Fundamental A, your current customers are the fastest, easiest way of increasing your profit. This point builds on the previous point we just discussed, but I'm going to add some important detail. Most businesses consider themselves lead-generating businesses. Their major objective is to get as many customers or clients as possible in their door or into the selling cycle. Consequently, nearly all of their advertising and promotions are geared exclusively to generating more prospects. This is a fatal error. I'm going to repeat that. This is a fatal error. You see, I'm trying to shock you back to your senses. I've seen businesses sit by and watch sales steadily erode while continuing to try to stimulate more new business. New business is not the primary source of increased profit. Your existing customer base is. Look at it this way. The first sale you make to a customer rarely represents the total of their capacity to do business with you. In actuality, a first purchase usually represents a customer's test of your ability to deliver on your promise. If you have delivered on your promise, you almost always have the green light to sell them more of what they've already bought or something else. You've got them primed. You have their trust. Why in the world would you not want to use this to the mutual benefit of both you and your customer? Let me give you some extremely valuable advice. If you take this advice to heart, over the life of your business, it will prove to be worth tens, even hundreds of times what you paid for this entire course. Here it is. 60% of all your marketing efforts should be devoted to reselling your current customers or clients. 25% of your efforts should be spent converting inactive customers or clients back to active, repeat buyers. 15% of your marketing should be devoted to gaining new leads and converting them to active customers or clients. There's one caveat to keep in mind here. These figures must necessarily fluctuate depending on the status of your business. If you're a startup, nearly all of your marketing will concentrate on converting prospects to customers. The figures continue to shift emphasis up to the two-year point. Once you've been in business for 2 years or more, you're essentially established. You always want to be adding new customers or clients to your nucleus, but your most lucrative area for increasing profits will always be your current customer or client base. Fundamental number nine. Existing relationships are the fastest, surest way of getting more new customers or clients. Most lead-generating advertising is at best extremely wasteful and at worst a complete disaster. Want proof? Get 6 consecutive months of your favorite magazine. Now thumb through them and see how many ads are repeated. Precious few ever run more than once, and there's only one reason why. The ads failed to generate enough new business to justify ever being run again. Yet every business I talk to continues to focus on this futile type of advertising to generate fresh new leads. They continue to pour huge chunks of their budget into these wasteful types of ads, always telling themselves, this time this one will really work. Or how about direct mail? Do you realize that the accepted industry response, the yardstick by which success is measured, is an abominable 2%? That means that every time you accept this sickly success rate, you're also accepting a 98% failure rate. I don't tolerate that type of response from my clients, simply because there's no reason to ever have to. And I'll give you two reasons why. First of all, almost any ad can be optimized to get better response. There are many ways to do this, including improving the headline, body copy, offer, and call to action. But in actuality, the most potent cure is to shift to another form of lead generating altogether, because blind ads and sales letters mailed to blind lists are always a high risk. Let me clarify what I mean by blind. Media reps and list reps will tell you that their medium is highly targeted. I don't agree. What sales reps call highly targeted is in reality minimally targeted. Need proof? It's easy to come by. Just ask the sales rep to guarantee your response or to refund your money if their medium isn't successful for your promotion. I don't have to tell you what the answer will be. The fact is, these so-called highly targeted mediums are a hit-and-miss proposition at best, and most often, you'll miss. Sorry to paint such a dismal picture, but it's true. However, there's great news on the horizon. You see, a tremendous source for pulling in as many qualified prospects as you can handle already exists. This tremendous source is the existing relationships you already have with customers, suppliers, vendors, distributors, and other businesses. The trick is to give each of these sources a strong enough incentive to endorse your products and services and refer you to their customers. Here's some examples. Let's say you own an accounting firm and you provide tax and bookkeeping services. Go through your list of clients. Every business that you provide services for can probably refer 5 to 10 other businesses. If you do bookkeeping and taxes for doctors, it only takes one referral to get your promotional materials in front of an entire association of doctors, and nothing pulls response like an endorsement from another satisfied customer. Every vendor, supplier, and distributor has loads of other businesses they work with. How many of them will endorse your services to their other customers? You could trade them a percentage of the first year's fees for every referral who becomes a customer or client, or swap a year's worth of free tax return preparation in exchange for an endorsement letter to their customer list. The possibilities are endless, and they apply to whatever business or profession you may be in, so there's no reason to ever again waste precious time, money, and effort in generating a constant flow of qualified leads. Think about it. Most people sincerely welcome a strong word-of-mouth referral from someone else who they've come to trust. Let's say you walk into your dry cleaner and he tells you the best shoe store in town is a few blocks away. Then he gives you a coupon worth $10 off on any purchase at this particular shoe store. If you've been doing business with a dry cleaner for a couple of years and respect his opinion, wouldn't you be tempted to at least check out the shoe store? I know I would be. This kind of endorsed referral benefits everyone. You increase your customer or client base. Your endorsers increase their goodwill with their customers by alerting them to valuable products or services. The customers end up getting more of what they want or need. Everybody wins. I hope you begin to see how well this would work for your business. Fundamental number 10. Testing is the key to cutting your losses and maximizing your profit. This is one of the single most profound marketing truths you'll ever encounter, and also one of the single most ignored. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Companies that take the time to test outperform their competitors by as much as 10 times. It's just simple logic. The same ad, identical in all respects, may pull differently during different months. Or changing your offer can result in a performance difference of 300% or more in either direction. You just don't know what works best until you test. There are so many different elements you could potentially test, I can't possibly cover them all here, but I'm going to give you a powerful introduction. Here's how to make your testing really pay off. Always test small before committing major funds to any product or any aspect of your marketing. Don't ever agree to a discounted rate for running a new ad multiple times. Always waste a few dollars up front to run it one time to see how it works. If it works once, it will work again, and you'll quickly recover the few extra dollars you spent on a single run test ad. But if it fails multiple times, there's nothing you can do but take a huge loss for getting seduced by the multiple run discount. Companies that fail to test usually do so out of a fatal character flaw. They assume that they already know what their customers want. In fact, they assume that they know better than their customers. Then they're shocked when their bright, shiny ad campaign fails to win more than a handful of sales. Please understand, you cannot tell the market what to do. Quite the opposite. The market will always tell you exactly what it's going to do. My advice to you is this. Treat every ad, every sales letter, every promotion, every product, or every service as a test. Take only prudent, completely controllable action at first. Once something has been proven in the market, there's plenty of time to reap the bounty. I'm going to emphatically take this one step further. If you're really serious about becoming wealthy, testing must become the cornerstone of all your marketing activities. Only by careful, continual testing can you tell which ads, which headlines, which appeals, which lists in media, which regions of the country or world, which segments of the population produce the strongest, most profitable results for you. I can't stress this strongly enough. If you really want to be successful, make continual testing a way of life in your marketing. Fundamental number 11, all of your advertising should be direct response advertising. Every ad, every sales letter, commercial, promotion, and news release you produce should be geared to getting your prospects or customers to respond in some way, to take some kind of action. What that action is will depend on what you're trying to achieve. For lead generation, you want someone to call and make an appointment or specifically request more information. For selling, you want them to place the order. For publicity, you want the media to let you know if and when they'll be featuring information about your product. Whatever response you're looking for, the key is that you always need to get some kind of response, because only through a directly attributable response will you be able to determine how effective each of your marketing efforts are. And to be as successful as possible, it's essential to be able to tell precisely how well or how poorly each of your marketing efforts perform. It's not enough to know that your sales are up over the same period over the previous year. You have to know why they're up. Which marketing efforts are blockbusters? Which are marginally profitable? Which are revenue-draining dogs? Without this crucial information, you'll continue to pour money into worthless efforts, money you could be dedicating to beefing up your most powerful performers. There are two rules you should burn into your brain about every marketing effort you take part in. One, every marketing effort must be completely measurable. Two, you should strive to constantly eliminate dead weight. If a marketing format doesn't produce profit, either modify it and test again or drop it. In order to be measurable, your marketing efforts must culminate in making your prospects or customers take some kind of action. Measuring and improving the results of your marketing will allow you to cut your costs significantly and get much better results for every marketing dollar you invest. Fundamental 12. All it takes to dramatically improve your profits is a slight edge. Most of my clients come to me with the idea that they'll need to overhaul their entire marketing operation in order to produce powerful results. That simply isn't true. In actuality, all you need to outperform your previous efforts and your competition is a slight edge. Time and time again, I've seen explosive results from simply changing a headline or restructuring an offer. The copy, design, and media remained entirely the same. Occasionally, giant steps are called for, but most often this is not the case. Look, if you can increase your customer or client base by 7%, up your average sales amount by $5 or $10, and make just one more repeat sale to each of your customers every year, you can realize very real profit increase of 30% or more every year. And better yet, you can do it safely with very little effort and almost no additional expense. Always remember Serling's Law of the Slight Edge. Here it is. Start by taking those steps that return the most profit for the least time, effort, and expense. The cumulative effect of small but consistent gains over a period of years will grow your business to astounding proportions. A survey of the types of marketing available to you. Now that you understand the 12 fundamental concepts of successful marketing, let's take a look at the different avenues you have for putting these concepts into action. 1. Print advertising. Print ads are those that you run in newspapers, magazines, trade journals, and newsletters. They can be used to either make sales directly or to generate leads for your business. 2. Direct mail. Direct mail is anything that you send to customers or prospects through the mail. It involves using your house list of customers or outside lists that you rent or barter for. Outside lists are available in the widest variety imaginable. For example, you can get lists of magazine subscribers, credit card holders, Honda owners, dentists, women, men, senior citizens, residents of any geographical location, business owners, new business owners, or people who have purchased products similar to yours, and that's just to name a few. The selection options are endless. Direct mail takes a variety of forms, from a simple postcard to a full-blown four-color package that contains 6 or 7 pieces. But the most effective direct mail nearly always centers on a sales letter. The other pieces are meant to support and augment your sales letter. 3. Telemarketing. Telemarketing has 2 basic formats, inbound and outbound. Inbound telemarketing consists of the sales procedures you use when someone calls your company. Outbound telemarketing involves using sophisticated sales scripts and trained salespeople with a high degree of product knowledge to sell over the phone. Outbound telemarketing salespeople are nearly always paid on commission. 4. Publicity. Publicity is free coverage in magazines, newspapers, trade journals, newsletters, and on radio and television. Publicity can be extremely valuable. Since it's written by the particular media staff as opposed to ads you pay for, it carries an implicit editorial endorsement. That means your credibility comes in at an all-time high. The drawbacks to publicity are that you have no control over if or when the piece will run, nor do you have any control over what the media will say about you or your product. 5. Sales promotion. These are the various events, contests, and sponsorships you might want to run or participate in. Grand openings, giant sales, prize drawings, and community events are examples of common sales promotion. They help draw attention to your company or product. They're often used for image building within your market as well as for making sales. 6. Yellow Pages advertising. I'm sure this format doesn't require any introduction. However, it's worth noting that this format is becoming more complex as more Yellow Pages publishers enter the arena and geographic regions are carved into finer subdivisions. 7. Radio. Another media that doesn't require much introduction. You should understand, though, that radio is a complex and tricky medium to master.